Hello, and welcome back to another What Ata Said podcast, where we share our candid conversations about life, love, and everything in between. My name is Antoinette, and I am joined by my lovely co-host. First off, we have Eliza.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Judging by that intro, she wants to sing again today. Give us a song, dong.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh,
it's not really a song, it's just a tune.
But that's a little tune, right? No, that'd be right. Then we have Odorita.
Konnichiwa, Antonietta-san.
Ohayo. Give us a tune.
I love it.
Crescendo.
Like an aim? Yes. Yeah, like I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Thank you, thank you.
And then we have Vinny.
Yao.
Give us a tune, V.
Oh, really?
Go, yahoo.
Ooh, yeah.
Yahoo.
Ooh. I like it. I like it.
She closed her eyes for that one.
She was in the moment and everything. Hey. Alrighty. So we are not going to have an icebreaker today.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because if we're being very honest, this little podcast was a bit of an impromptu recording. We were supposed to do another topic, but we thought we would save that for you, Ates, on a better day because I am living in struggle town today.
You have a hangover.
Major, major hangover. So
it's been a bit chaotic.
A chaotic day today.
A chaotic morning.
Audrey, tell us about your morning.
Yeah.
So I was driving to go and record this podcast episode. And then I saw a golden retriever just walking on its lonesome self. Aww. And I couldn't not get it because I was worried that, you know, it would get hit by a car, honestly. So then I went out and I brought it into my car and I asked Vinning, thank you, Vinning, if I could bring it to their house so that we could leave it in the backyard for while we record the episode. But then, yeah, the flurry of trying to find its owner has been a bit of a chaotic morning for us all, I think.
She's so sweet.
She's very sweet.
Yeah. It's a female golden
retriever. Hoping by the time that this is released that we have her reunited with her parents.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to the animal hospital
after this. Yeah, after this. Yeah.
But we've just made sure to give her a feed and some water, and she's actually loving it. She was rolling around in Vinny's grass before.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, she's living.
Yeah, fingers crossed. So that has been our morning, which is why we are going to swipe that topic and do something a little bit lighter. What is the name of this game? Can we say it?
It's called We're Not Really Strangers. Mm. It's actually, from what I know, a game that was created by the Red Table Talk, which is Jada Pinkett Smith's podcast. Is that right? Is it a podcast?
Facebook series.
Yeah. So I was introduced to this game by my friends. I unfortunately gave back that game to her. So we don't have the hard copy version today, but we have a couple of questions that we were able to find. And we'll be exploring them today.
Yes.
Yahoo.
Yahoo. Sorry, let's get into it.
Let's get it.
Let's get it. Okay, so with this game, you choose, there's a whole bunch of cards,
yes,
right? And so each of us have taken a card from that deck, and we're going to be asking each other some juicy questions.
Juicy, juicy. Juicy.
Keep it nice, juicy, nice. Juicy.
Is it, ooh.
Huh?
Well.
Oh.
See what I mean, Ates? We're like, we're here, but we're not here.
We tried to dance it off as well, and it worked a little bit.
Yeah, it worked a little bit.
Yeah. It did.
So who wants to go first?
I will go first.
Okay, Audrey.
Yeah. The question that I selected is, when was the last time you felt lucky to be you?
Oofed. I'd say... I mean, besides the obvious, we're not going to go for the obvious. Like, obviously, we're very grateful for the country that we live in and that we have a roof over our heads and, like, we'll get that.
Yeah.
Put that aside.
Yeah.
You know. What's the tea, though?
When was the last time I felt lucky to be myself? I like this question because I feel like it's nice and positive, but
yes.
I just don't have an answer just yet. So I am going to be that pending wheel. So I'd love for someone to take the floor before I do.
I have three.
Oh, go.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. So the first one was when I bought my first car. Nice. The second one was when I got married. And the third one is recently when I got a new like freelancing opportunity.
Yeah, nice.
Nice.
And those are my three.
I like that.
Yeah. And obviously when I moved out and I was able to rent out a place.
If you could, if you had four. To, if you had to like rank the those four things, how would you rank them?
Oh.
Like in terms of luckiest to lucky. Does that make sense?
First one, this is a story about a girl named Lucky. Every morning she wakes up.
Sorry, I thought we were still going.
First one would be marriage. Second one would be being able to rent. Then it'll be being able to get a car, and then the opportunity.
This is a story about a gunny monkey.
Yeah, what about you guys?
You guys are looking at me.
Yeah.
Shit. This is hard all the time.
Yeah, I know. But I think that it would be nice to self-reflect on, you know, things that you've gone through that have made you feel that you're the luckiest person alive.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a story about...
Okay, I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop.
I think just off the top of my head, it would be when I went through a really hard time with my fertility issues last year. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to cry. But I felt lucky knowing that even though we were going through a really tough time, obviously there are people in a much stickier situation than I. And I feel lucky that I have a great partner, and I feel lucky that technology and science is what it is today to where that opportunity for me is not totally stumped. Yeah, so I feel positive in that regard, and I feel lucky.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Mine was really lame. I'm just thinking like the last time I felt lucky is probably like the night before when I was just chilling on the couch watching Binge with Andy. Russell was on my lap, my dog. Russell, my dog. Not another human.
And Andy's watching. Woo!
Russell was on my lap, and then Yama was next to me, and then Andy was, like, hugging me.
That's like, sweet.
You know, like, those simple nights where you can just be.
Yeah.
Yeah, whenever I just see the four of us together, whether it be like, sitting on the couch, I just feel lucky to be me because there are people who are unfortunately in a position where they can't have those moments.
Love that. For me, I feel like, I don't know. How do you know? Like, what is it? What is this feeling that you get when you like?
I guess it's when it's just like a,
like a content like a, feeling.
Yes.
I don't know. I feel like it's like a sigh of like, for me, it's like a, this is nice. Like,
yeah.
I'm so glad to be me.
Yeah.
And to live the life that I'm living.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's my feeling. I don't want to say for you guys. Yeah.
Same as you agree.
I've never felt this. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. Just being with, I don't know, at nighttime when you're in bed with your partner.
Oh, here we go. Yeah, tell us.
Tell us how you really feel, hun.
Not safe for work, please, Vinny.
Jokes.
Oh, my God, I can't. Yeah, you know what I mean. No, I'm kidding. But just, I don't know. But then that just sounds like as if I would feel really unlucky if I was single. Like, that's not the... I'm not trying to say that either. Yeah. But it's like, I don't know.
So you found your partner.
Yeah.
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 Your person.
Yeah.
Where you can just be you.
Be, yeah.
With no judgment. No, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a story about a
Oh my God, let's finish it off.
I have no idea what that reference is from, by the way.
Me neither.
Britney Spears?
Britney Spears, Lucky?
No.
It was a bop. Okay, I'll send it to you after this.
Yeah.
When did it come out?
Isn't she lucky?
Oh, but yes, okay, I know that. I don't know the. I don't know. Oh my god.
I literally have no idea what you're going on about.
Also, like when you watch the clip, you'll shed a tear. It's just so beautiful.
How old were you when it came out?
Oh, probably still in the womb. Just kidding.
Under 10 for sure. Very early Britney.
Stunning.
Very early Britney.
Yeah.
I'm talking before Toxic. And I'm a slave for you. When I've seen I'm a slave for you, I've gone.
Sexual Britney, reawakening. Oh, happened? No. Oh.
And then I think it was around the same time as X Tina, Dirty. And I was like, what is happening? My idols.
What's with this whole, you know, this whole free Britney thing? What is that all about?
I think we have to watch the documentary.
I haven't watched it yet.
There's a documentary.
What's it called? Free Britney.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's by the New York Times.
Have you seen it?
Oh. Yeah. No, I haven't seen it, but I've just seen a lot of commentary around it.
Should we watch
it? Is it on like Netflix or something?
Nah. I think it's hard to find at the moment.
Should we do a, what Atta said, reacts on IGTV?
Oh, yes.
To the doco.
Yes. Yeah. Leave Britney alone.
But then apparently it's like, I don't know if you've seen her comments on it afterwards. She's like, I'm just living my life. There's no context because I haven't seen the doco. Mm. So.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I think it's got to do with like her partner as well. Like her partner is apparently like really controlling.
No, it's her dad.
About her, what are they called?
Conservatorship.
Conservators, yes.
Oh, yeah. So that's not her partner.
No,
that's
her dad.
No. Like she's living with someone at the moment and they think that he's being really overprotective over her.
No, she like really loves stage.
It's about the conservatorship is about her relationship with her dad.
Yeah.
I know the relationship with her dad, but I just didn't. Oh.
But no, she loves Simon. I think his name's Simon.
Is it Simon?
Yeah, something like that.
I feel like it's like Sam.
Anyway, yeah, she really likes him, I think.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, she really likes him.
Go, Britney.
It's about everyone else, I suppose.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Britney tangent.
What's our next question, guys? V, you want to go next?
Okay, my question is, what is a feeling that you miss?
Oh.
I'll go first.
Okay.
Yes.
Mine's really specific though. Okay, so when I was really young and I still wasn't going to school and my brother was going to school, my parents would like wrap me up in a blanket and literally just throw me in the back of the car. And I was literally like a baby cocoon just in the back of the car on the way to my brother's school and back. And it was like the best.
Aww.
It's so hard to explain. It was like the best feeling.
Yeah.
Because you were just like in this little blanket warmth.
Yeah.
Did your parents used to like make a swing out of the blanket? Like you go in the middle and then you
swing around.
Yeah.
You like, grab that end.
Like a little person. Don't you remember how we would do that? Maybe it was just my parents. Me and Aaron would take turns where we'd go in the middle of a blanket and then they'd swing us.
Oh.
Like a hammock.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No, my parents would just do like that with me arms and I'm swinging. Me arms about to pop out of me socket.
That feeling of warmth and comfort, right?
That's sweet.
That's so cute.
Mm. Look, I won't hug you, but these two will after this.
No, I'm going to wrap you up like a little burrito.
Needs to be like a blanket.
Oh, okay,
yeah. Cool. We'll wrap you and up I in feel like
that,
loved one.
That like influences my sleeping habits even now.
Yeah.
Like I like to be, like I like to have the blankets like tucked
under
me as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
And is it over your head like that? Like,
well.
Or to your face?
Very close to my face because I still need some oxygen.
Like, Britney. I can see that.
But that's it's nice. Like, yeah, over my head, but I'll be on my side so that my nose is still, you know, I can still breathe. Yeah.
That's a nice feeling.
It's a really nice feeling. But like no one's going to be able to wrap me up in a blanket.
I'll tell Aaron. It's fine.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We'll try next time.
No way.
I would liken that to, you know, that feeling of, but when you're in the car and you've fallen asleep when you're a kid and then your parents
pick you up.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, and like,
I would pretend to sleep.
Me too.
And then my dad's like, I know you're awake. And I'll be like, come on, just pick me up.
That feeling of being picked up and being like, you know, brought to bed.
Yeah.
Not, nobody can carry me now.
Or even just like getting picked up whenever you wanted to.
No, he's weak.
Like when you're tired at the shopping center, yes. And you're just like,
I'm dying. I don't want to go anymore.
Yeah.
Jerome picks me up, but I've got boobs now, so I'm like,
me boob, she's in the way.
Yeah. So what's your answer, Arch?
Oh God.
Sorry, I put you on the spot.
For me, I don't think that there's a specific instance, but you know that feeling when you learn something completely new?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you're a kid, you're constantly learning things. And like everything is new. Now things aren't really new.
Mm-hmm. So do you know like the last example of that? Or you've just made it up? Jokes.
No. But like, you know, when things are really just like, wow, that's the best thing. Like Beyblades. You get a Beyblade and it's like, oh my gosh, that is the coolest thing.
Beyblades were the shit.
Whereas
like
now,
we're just jaded adults now.
Yes, yeah. Like you're excited about that ride at Universal Studios, but then it's like,
you're not
as excited as you were when you were a child. Like that feeling when I went to Movie World as a child and seeing the arch and being like, oh my God, that is so big. And then visiting it when I'm 25 and be like, oh,
yeah,
that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha.
I probably didn't explain it right.
Do you feel like it's like when you're a kid realizing how being surprised at how big the world is?
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But then when you're older, it's like, oh, it's not. I mean, it's big.
It's big, but then like you realize that your place in the world is so small, even more so as an adult. And when you're a child, you're like, you're still filled with wonder.
Yeah.
So the world is your oyster and you are the pearl. Yeah, and as an adult, the world is your oyster and you are the pearl, but like.
There are a million other
pearls. Yeah, there are a million other pearls and billions of pearls.
And then as a child, you're just like, yeah, I can go on all these adventures. But now as an adult, it's like, oh, I've got to bloody pay for the flight.
Yes.
And the entry.
Yes, exactly.
And the fuel.
I have to plan the adventure, you know?
Whereas a kid,
going to High Point is an adventure.
And now my knee hurts.
As a kid, it feels like you're in a game and you miraculously spawn in these exciting places.
Exactly.
With no clue as to how I got here.
And you can try to simulate that as an adult, but then you're not.
Yeah.
You're not really feeling that feeling of wonder as you were as a child. So that's the feeling that I miss the most. Because I like going on adventures, but it's not the same as me seeing like something so small and being like, I can't emulate it. Authentically.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
I like that.
Don't look at me. I've been trying to think this whole entire time.
What was the question again? Sorry.
What is a feeling you miss?
Okay, so I thought about this the other day. I'm not into rom-coms, but I can't remember what I was watching. And then I was like, God, I miss the feeling of dating.
Oh.
Like,
juicy.
We just touched each other's toes then.
Did you touch toes?
Wow.
Are we dating now?
And obviously that comes and equates into different ways now that I'm married. Like, you know, honey, I'll take you for a date tonight. Ooh, yay. Get that giddy feeling. But I'm talking about the I have school and I have work and I don't know when I'm going to see you. Let's make a date. And it's 3 days away and you just get excited. And
that's a great answer. That's a great answer.
Whereas now he's there and I'm like, oh, jokes.
Just stay over at my house for 3 days and then go back home.
Just disappear. Hi, honey.
I missed
you.
Yeah.
Like, where the hell have you been? Like that feeling of longing.
Yeah.
Like it's obviously, it's different. It comes in different ways now that we're married, but that genuine longing and excitement for someone
and
that you want to spend time with.
You learn something new about your partner every day.
Yeah.
Like at the start, you're learning a lot about this person.
Yeah.
So then, that is a great answer.
I thought about it the other day.
Yeah, I'll have to leech off you a bit. I definitely miss the feeling of like, yeah, you learn things about your partner more, but like starting to learn things about them, you're like, wow, wow,
that's it. Wait. Okay. I was like, so the question is, what do you miss? So you don't learn anything about them?
I do. Yeah, I just said that I do learn more things about my partner. But like, you know, at the start when you're just like, wow, I'm starting to like learn more about this person.
Find the reasons you like about them. Yes.
You're friends with them first, but then you get to know them on a more deeper level at the very start.
Right. Yeah.
So I was like, I was like, what do you mean? Yeah, that makes sense.
Do you try to get that dating feeling again? It's hard though, right? When you're in a relationship that's for a long time, how do you emulate it? The start of a relationship. Hard. You can't really.
You can't really.
Yeah.
You can't really.
Otherwise, you
wouldn't be in the relationship that you are now.
Yeah.
If you were still in that.
Or else you'd constantly be trying to find that feeling and not ever be in a committed relationship, really.
Yeah, well, isn't that what people who are, you know, are scared of commitment?
Yeah.
Well, not scared, or even they can't be committed because they like that feeling too much of something new, brand new, shiny.
Or those girls, like, I feel like I had a friend in high school who was just constantly fighting with her partner because she liked the feeling of being chased.
Oh, God.
The feeling of like, oh, you want me? Okay, we're back together. Oh, we're fighting. Love me. I hate you. Okay, we're back together.
Yeah.
Now I'm just like, okay, girl, go on with your bad self. Yeah.
Oh, God. That is the worst person to date.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. Anyways, how does it manifest now? We still go on dates. You guys know this about Jerome. He'll send me Facebook events.
That is so cute, though.
And it's just he and I invited.
Yeah. That's sweet.
Little things like that, I guess. But it's also, I like the feeling of, like, if we want to go to Graceland, like we planned the other day, I like the feeling of just being able to get up and go with that person. So I don't know, just ignore me.
You won't get that feeling back, but I guess it's not a bad thing.
But because you get a different feeling, a feeling of comfort.
Because when you look back on it, it's nothing but fond memories, right?
So it's not, so you trade it in for, you know, that warm hug at the end of the day where you don't have to long for them as much, but it is nice to think back on those memories. Oh.
Yeah.
Dating. I wouldn't want to start dating again, though, as much as I miss that.
As much as I miss the feel. How do you date?
I'm not going to do it. How do you meet new people? Tinder.
And, like, trying to get to know them. Oh. And then, like, when you don't, the chemistry is not there, you're just like,
get me out of here, right? Yeah. I don't want to date again. Andy, never leave me.
Do you want to go next?
Sure.
She forgot her question.
What would your younger self be surprised about you now?
Nailed it.
That's the one. You want to go first?
God, what did I say? look, I think my younger self would be surprised at how much of a, like, you know how Vinny, you said that when I'm like an onion, I have layers. So I think my younger self would be surprised at the fact that, like, when I'm comfortable around someone else, I'm more like laid back and more like introverty, I guess. Yeah, because that was pretty wild.
Okay. Yeah, that was my next question. I was like, why would your younger self be surprised at that? Because you're wild when you're younger.
Yeah. I was a wild child.
Yeah, Lloyd was like a Bubba. Like, no off button.
Yeah.
When she was younger, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now you just like you get to know someone and you're actually more laid back once you peel those layers.
Once I peel those layers. And if I had to think about it.
That was actually really good.
Thank you. Okay, no, I'm too.
From two people who speak Filipino and like a bargainer.
And I think like that would be my younger self. Mm. But maybe like in primary high school, I think they would be surprised at the different like opportunities I've been given. Like even if I didn't finish uni and I didn't finish that, I was able to go suss out how to get what I wanted in different ways. Because I always thought that, like, you know, there was only a one-way street. And now I've made those corners for me.
I love it.
Thank you for being here.
I think I would be surprised at...
I would be surprised
at the person that I am with now, being Aaron.
Yeah.
I think, like, I don't think I could have ever imagined someone so Aaron. Just, like, so, how do I explain it? What is Aaron? Like, he's just so open and.
Yeah, that
kind of person. I don't think I could have imagined.
All right.
Someone like that.
So here's the tea. Who did you envision yourself being with?
I don't know. Someone a bit taller, probably.
Someone a bit taller. Someone
probably less out there. Like, I thought I would probably end up with someone more like me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he's the opposite of me. Mm. So,
yeah.
But, you know, works out. So.
Yeah, balance.
Yeah.
You guys really are the yin and yang.
Mm.
Perfect.
Mm. Thanks.
You know what I mean? Because it's in a circle.
Yeah.
I couldn't do the shapes.
I think I would be more surprised at how active I am because I wasn't very active as a child.
You are very active now.
Yeah. The fact that I look forward to working out, I don't think I would be – I would be very surprised. I would have been very surprised as a teenager because I was all about that, like, let's go on computer and just MSN every day and then I'll just play games. I'll do this. I was rarely active.
Audrey loved her Sims.
Sims. I love Sims.
Yeah.
Cash load. What was it? Money load?
Mother load.
Mother load. Yeah. So I would be very surprised at the fact that I work out a lot.
Mm.
I have a gym at the house that I don't use, but it's still there. But I run. I would be so surprised that I run. Yeah.
Did you run past my house the other day? I saw your map and I was like, that's near my house.
No, I always run in Vinning's area because I like the loop. I like seeing on my Strava it's a closed loop. I make sure that I don't want it to be one line. I want it to be a loop. And then if I see that I didn't close the loop, I get mad at myself.
Yikes. But also, like, if you're just running in a straight line, You gotta get back. Yeah,
exactly. That's why I like the loop because I'm like, okay, that's one loop. That's two loops. Okay, if I start a third loop, I have to finish the loop. You feel? Whereas in a straight line, it's like, oh man.
Yeah. How do we recommend jogging near my house? There's a lovely lake near there, lovely bridge.
Okay, I'll go. I'll try.
And then I can be your pit stop. Run with you, give you water. Go, Audrey, go.
She's got a table with water. Cups, the little paper cups.
Wipes her like sweat.
Oh,
you're doing great, sweetie.
Yeah. I would be very surprised. It would be a stark difference to the 16-year-old Audrey, I think.
Mm.
What the fuck happened to you? That's what she would say.
Oh my God.
In a good way. What? That's what you are now? Cool. That's sick.
Fully.
That's fully sick.
What would my younger self be surprised at? I think it's like how assertive I am today. And that is not to say I was a bossy little shit when I was younger.
You were going to be surprised by that?
No, I was really bossy, yeah, but I feel like it was like with people who I'm comfortable with, whereas now I'm assertive in kind of every manner.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I would just be really surprised that I would just go up to a stranger and just be like, oi, WTF. Get your shit together, ship out, yeah? Or, you know,
shape up or ship out.
Like, I think my younger self probably wouldn't see myself as that assertive bystander in an instance where somebody's getting bullied or abused or whatever, which is sad to think, but also nice to think that you are slowly formally educated and your experiences lead you up to become a different person to where now I do feel like I can stand up to anyone. But yeah, I think I'd be really surprised with that the most. Little Annie. Little bowl cut Annie.
I can just picture you. She has this like very iconic picture from kindergarten. And she's about to like go down on a slide and she's holding the side. She's got bangs like perfectly cut with like a little bun. And she's like looking at the camera with her devil eyes, like full greasing and all.
It's really mad.
Yeah. It's so iconic.
The funny thing
I guess that
is,
will be our teaser.
Yeah. My mom was like, you know every single frame. Because you know how you get a booklet and you choose which ones you want and what size you want printed. She was like, I could not choose because every frame you were eyeing off the cameraman.
Yeah, there was also one of her, like, what's those swingy things where you swing back and forth, the little, like,
the ponies?
Yes, she's on one of those too, and she's like looking at the camera.
It's
like,
even worse.
Full than greasy. It's bad.
Yeah, because I'm like this. I'm like that.
And
but
it's
on
not
the
even
slide
moving.
One, the slide one, I'm like this.
At least her head's up. Yeah.
Hmm.
So it is the funniest thing ever.
Was it just the cameraman you didn't like, or was it like the
photos? I wasn't there for it that day, I don't think.
Oh, he's in Britain.
My personality wasn't there. I was under, you know, a lot of pressure to perform and I couldn't do it. Yeah, I was just a little shit. Next question, which is the final question for today, is what would you name this chapter of your life?
Oh. It's like those questions where it's like, how would you title your autobiography? I don't know, Audrey.
Right.
A, full stop.
Oh, that's a vibe. What would I title this chapter of my
it's
life?
It's hard.
Quarter life crisis.
Do you think you're going through a quarter life crisis?
Every day.
Oh.
Existential crisis every
day. Oh, existential crisis, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, it doesn't look it. You're living your best life, I feel.
I feel like you just keep going.
Yes.
You know? Because you can have the thoughts, but you just got to keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Else, there's nothing else you can really do.
There's nothing you can do.
I like that. And will your book be in the self-help section or biography? I feel like it's really self-help. I like
self-help
that.
Self-help or self-sabotage. I don't know.
That's Tiger a good roll. Title too. Self-help or self-sabotage. Sabotage.
There you go.
Done. Self-help or self-sabotage.
Oh, great chapter.
Copyright.
I can see Eloisa pending. I can see it in her eyes.
Okay, we'll go this way.
I am the worst because every time I try to think, like, I just can't keep eye contact because then I'll be like agreeing with you and I'm like, wait, no, my thoughts. Like, I've got to think. Hurry up.
I feel like yours could be discovery. In italics. Full stop. But like a hashtag because I do social media.
Hashtag discovery. Yeah. Oh. Oh, like what's the discovery page in Instagram called? Is it called discovery page?
Explore.
Explore page. Hashtag explore.
Yeah.
Okay, discovery is also good though. Discovery is better.
I think it's more discovery for Larsa.
Or hashtag level up.
Ooh. Yes. But like in beige, like a little nice
neutral
spawn.
Tones. Always.
Yeah, always. We already discovered that. Yes, discovery.
Why discovery?
Because I'm learning a lot of things
She's
about
realizing
myself.
Love stuff.
This is a year of realizing for me. Oh no, it should be discovery or realizing things.
Hashtag realization.
Or realizing. Both. I'm gonna go with both.
Oh, what? Hashtag realize.
I know, realization, but then like the ZA is like capital because like Eloisa.
Oh, I see. I like it.
But contact me for branding opportunities.
Mix it on Canva.
I would say that because I'm learning a lot about myself, but because I've entered a new stage of, not that I'm saying that it's my everything and I've already discovered life because I'm married now, but I'm discovering more about myself and discovering things.
It's the realizing things in discovery instead. Synonyms. Yes. Right-click synonyms.
Thesaurus.
But yeah.
Okay. I think that's one of Benny's hairs flying around.
Yeah, we got sidetracked because Benny's hair was just flying up in the air and Annie and I were just trying to catch it.
Oh, Struth. Have you got one?
Struth. Yours can be Struth.
Yeah, maybe mine can be Struth because a lot of my workmates know I like the word Struth. Struthy. I think it's just I'm realizing this year that I am a bad bitch. Feel me? I don't know. I'm just having fun and trying to take the pressure off of myself in scenarios where maybe I would previously just full-blown blame myself for things that are totally out of my control. And then just continue living my life to the fullest outside of that has been my year this year. So I don't know if it would be Struth or what do you reckon?
Struth question mark?
Yeah, we could go with that. Yeah,
that's question mark.
No, why did we end with me? My one's going to be so fucking lame.
No, what is it?
I was just thinking that this year I'm getting married to Andy. So like a lot of this year is trying to build a life together. Because that will be the next chapter in my life. Mm-hmm. So I was like, get it together will be probably my chapter.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. With a running emoji.
With a running emoji. Get it together. Mario. Yeah. Like I'm trying to get all my blocks together so that the next chapter in my life has a foundation that is as strong as it possibly can be.
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Love that.
Yeah.
Wait, what are the building blocks? That
I don't know, like make sure that it's so boring, but like making sure that I'm settled in life because then the year after, like next year or the year after, I'd love to have a family. So making sure that we're ready for that period because right now my life is about me, but then the next chapter is going to be about them. Like
that makes sense.
You feel me?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Get it together.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
Running emoji.
Running emoji. Sounds good. What would my emoji be? Mine would be the chick in the red dress.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, what would totally your emoji be?
What did I say?
Self-help or self... I really like that chapter.
I really like that.
That's a great chapter.
I feel like it's the face with the squiggly mouth, like...
Or the, okay.
The hands up emoji. Yeah, like, that's I don't a know.
Yeah, that one as well.
What's yours?
What's my chapter again?
Discovery.
Discovery.
Hashtag.
Mine would be.
Oh yeah, the monocle. Or the one where he's like, like he's got his hands like,
thinking.
Or discovery, like it could be so many ways because I could use my current favorite emoji is the guy with like the thick brows and the thick mustache. Like, oh, and yeah, he looks like he, and
oh, the like thick the detective glasses. Looking one.
Yeah, so I'll be like, discovery.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is like, a good who one. Am I, you know?
Yeah.
Who Love is it. She? Yeah. Where is she from? You'll never know.
XOXO, Discovery Girl.
That's a good one. Oh, that's God. A good one.
I've been rewatching Gossip Girl and It is so problematic, that
show. Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Chuck Bass.
Chuck Bass is
like the fish.
He's like the worst.
He really was the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was watching the episode.
Tell us why.
I was watching the episode where, you know how Jenny slept with Chuck?
Yes. Ooh.
And then Valair, like, banishes Jenny from New York, then gets back together with Chuck.
Yeah.
This is what she says.
That reminded me of, like, the whole bloody Chloe and Tristan thing.
Because that was when they were getting engaged, yeah? Like, he was about to go on one knee.
Yes, and she was late because Dorota was having the bebe.
Yes, and he waited at the Empire State Building. Yes. You guys, I watched this, like, probably four times
Mrs.
every
Blair,
year.
That was not your pregnancy test. It was mine.
Dorota.
That's a really good accent.
Shame.
It is so iconic of, like, our generation.
Yeah,
like,
I remember
so iconic.
Yeah,
reading that it's so problematic, and I was like, I probably shouldn't watch it, or else I'll just get annoyed the whole time.
I feel like if you haven't watched it before, you're definitely not going to appreciate it now because it's so problematic. It only, like, flew because back then it was obviously all the things that we, you know, don't agree with now. It kind of just flew back in the day.
I love Gossip Girl. I love watching Gossip Girl when I'm, like, you know, doing other things.
Yeah.
Like background noise.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. But, yeah, I remember that episode. She's like, and don't come back.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that was really, like, emotive.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Well, those are our four questions for this podcast. Reel it in, ladies. So if you guys would like to share what the name of your chapter or the name of your book of life would be, please do in the comments section or in DMs. You can reach us via whatartisaid.podcast on Instagram. And you can catch us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. So, yeah, this is just a fun little can we call this exclusive? By the way, did you guys watch Maths?
Yes.
No.
You heard it here first, didn't you? Bryce and Melissa.
I'm just.
They're still together. You heard it here first.
I'm just so flabbergasted.
A whole day before they had the reunion. Anyways, if you'd like to chat about Maths.
Yeah, you've left me annoyed, man.
Shoot us a DM. Why not? Let's have a chat. But yeah, if you'd like to listen to this podcast again or any of our other podcasts, please do so on those two platforms. Otherwise, that's it for us today. Thank you guys again for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast. Bye.
Bye.